The National Political Awareness Test asks questions about taxes, chronic wasting disease funding, and educational vouchers. Project Vote Smart is the nonpartisan, nonprofit organization that mails the test to political candidates and then compiles the answers for the public. The idea is simply to inform voters. For example, the test will reveal where a candidate stands on legalizing physician-assisted suicide or eliminating government-funded welfare programs. The problem is that many Wisconsin candidates won't complete the test. Aaron Brock is the news director for Project Vote Smart. Brock says participation in Wisconsin is low across the board, and state legislative contenders are the least likely to participate. Only around 20% of them returned their answers during the 2000 election.
This year, Nebraska and California were both well above 70% in just about every category. So that's really good. And when that sort of thing happens, the voters can really go and compare and see how the candidates answer this question. In Wisconsin, the fact that you can't do that, that should be an outrage to the voters.
Brock says the silence makes it hard for voters to make informed decisions at the polls. He suspects candidates don't participate because they're afraid to deviate from their well-rehearsed and well-tested media messages. Even those who can't afford television ads would rather keep quiet than face added criticism from their opponents. Candidates have until October 16th to return completed tests. Project Vote Smart will release the results on October 24th. Jennifer Garrett, Wisconsin Public Radio.